Hey there. Thanks for answering. You knew I was going to call though, didn't you? I keep my promises. Do you? I hope you've been staying safe. That shows you want to play for me. I hope you haven't given in to your desire to come yet. That also shows me you want to play for me. You do still want to play for me, don't you? So, I think you should go back to your window and look out. No, don't look down into the yard. I'm over here, at the window opposite you. I couldn't see enough of you from down there the last time, so I'm up here to get a better view now. Can you see me? I'll step forward. Can you see me now? Sorry, no yellow bikini today. That's a privilege you have to earn if you want to see it again. But I think my breasts look pretty good in this tight little t-shirt though, don't you? And well, these sweatpants do come off oh so easily. That is, if I want to take them off. Or if I want to put my hands inside them. Not the most glamorous look, I guess. But I make it work, don't I? Let's face it. I could dress in a sack and you'd still want to stroke yourself for me. And you will get to stroke. But guess what? That's right. You're not coming today either. But then you knew that already. And still you took my call. I know you want it already, and we're only on the second day. I think by the end of the week, you'll want it even more. So there you are, at the window, looking over at me. What's wrong with this picture? Aside from my unfortunate lack of skimpy yellow swimwear, of course. That's right. You need to get rubbing. Touch yourself over your clothes, just like the first time you saw me sunbathing. Does it feel good? The blood rushing down there? I bet there is a stirring in your pants as you start to stiffen. Is it a nice sensation? The cloth rubbing against you? Or is your cock straining to be pleased properly? Have you been touching yourself a lot, thinking about me? I bet you have. You've been waiting to show me what you're hiding down there. And you know what? I really want to see it. But not just yet. Keep rubbing. I want you to get quite stiff under there. So your cock is begging me to free it just a little more. So you can touch it just that little bit more. You're nice and hard now. Do you want to touch it with your own bare hand? Skin on skin? Not just yet. Soon, I promise. But keep stroking and rubbing it for me. Caressing it like I would if I was using my own hand. Trying to turn you on as much as possible. Say if we were passionately kissing, fumbling over our clothes, getting that teasing sense of what's underneath, the anticipation of how each other's bodies would feel. You'd better believe I'd be squeezing, feeling, grabbing that bulge to make sure you were ready for me when the time came for us to fuck. I want you to get right to the edge, thinking about my body pressed up against yours, right to that special tingling sensation flooding from your balls. But don't you dare tip over. Remember the rules. And don't try to hide it either. You'd have to be a contortionist to hide an orgasm from me here. even with you fully clothed. You've got to watch those shaky stand-up orgasms. They kind of sneak up on you. Standing up like this, so close to the window, my firm tits almost pressed against the glass, reminds me of a time I made myself come, watching you working in your garden. You never even noticed, did you? Keep touching yourself while I tell you. You look so sexy doing it. You're out there moving dirt about or whatever, and I just watch for a bit, because I'm nosy. And there was something about the way your shoulders and your arms and your hands moved as you worked with the dirt and your tools. It just really turned me on. And before I knew it, I had a hand inside my knickers. Well, just like I am now. See? You didn't notice me that time, did you? Nah, I didn't think so. And that time, watching you, I felt that I was pretty wet when I slid a finger inside myself. So, I couldn't help it. I rubbed my clit, oh so quickly, feeling the wetness, the warm friction, till it just rushed up on me and gave me a real shaky leg orgasm. Oh yeah, I sure enjoyed that day. It almost felt like my knees and thighs were rattling. And I've had my eye on you ever since. Shame my pussy tasted just as sweet then as it does now. And I'm almost as turned on watching you stroke yourself. We could have had so much fun if we'd started then. You're not the only one who likes to touch themselves on this street, you know. Sorry. I'm getting distracted, aren't I? Okay. You can take your trousers off. And your shirt too, if you like. Let's take a look at your underwear. Oh, I like that. I can see your bulge from all the way across here. My, you are eager, aren't you? Is that cock straining to get out of your underwear? Have you made a damp spot on them where the swollen head was pushing against the soft fabric? Oh. Keep rubbing yourself through your underwear. That's it. If you get right to that delicious edge quickly, you can take your hand off. But I want you to keep stroking again as soon as you can bear that pleasure. I want you right on that edge. Keep climbing back up there, just for me. So you get to keep feeling those twitches and tingles. But never the satisfaction of the shuddering orgasm you want so, so badly. I know it is so difficult for you, as the gentlest brush of the fabric in the wrong direction could tip you over, couldn't it? Never mind if it was my finger, or my lips, or my tongue. Are you there for me? Are you at the edge? Keep rubbing it. I want you so sensitive that even shifting your weight as you stand there could rub your aching cock on your underwear, could tease you over the edge. You look really fucking hard for me, baby. Stroke the whole length of your shaft. It looks so good. You're doing really well. I think we can take it to the next level. Yeah? You can take off your underwear now. Remember, this is the first time I've seen your cock. So don't rush it. Ease it over that erection. But watch out for that friction though. Oh yeah. That's nice. Your cock looks delicious. You haven't disappointed me at all. Not one little bit. I definitely made the right decision to play this game with you. To make you my plaything. Oh, I really wish I could reach across this gap and slip my hand around it and give you a few slow pumps up and down, up and down. Or, better still, take you in my mouth. If we really were making out, then I'd be dropping to my knees right about now. Is your cock twitching? I can't quite see from here, but I bet it is. You must be so close. But keep stroking it for me, if you can. Do you feel good standing there, naked for me? Your arousal is clear for me to see, even from across here. But you still have to do what I say. So keep that sexy cock in your hand and give it some nice, slow strokes. And then show me how you do it when you please yourself. How would you want me to do it? I bet you'll be thinking of my voice and my body every time you do it from now on. Doesn't it feel good to have it spring free like that? So you can run your hand right from the base of your shaft all the way up to the head. You must be dripping with pre-cum now. Rub some of it in and keep jerking it till your head is swollen and glistening. You know, if I was there now, I'd be licking that up at the tip of my tongue. Making you tingle all the way through your body, all the way through the whole length of that hard cock, instead of just standing here at the window, thinking about sliding a hand back into my knickers again. But you know how that goes. I'm very wet for you, babe. Why don't you focus all your energy on your pleasure, on the delicious knife edge you're riding between satisfying your sexual urge to come to just fucking explode in orgasm and your need to please me, to stay strong for me, for the greater pleasure still to come. I can see you're torn. Look at me rubbing my tits through this t-shirt. Remember how hard my nipples get? I love pressing them against the glass like this. The coolness makes them even harder. You see that? You've made me feel this way. If you come now, you'll never get to touch them, to taste them. Would you like me to take off my shirt? So you can imagine your cock grip between my breasts. My soft, slippery breasts. And your rigid, soaking cock. Rub harder now as you think of that. Keep going till you're twitching, pulsating. Are you riding that edge? Stroke it faster now if you can. Keep stroking it. Keep teasing yourself up to that edge for me. You're doing so well. but don't you dare fucking come. Keep that rigid cock in your hands. Keep jerking it for me, babe. I know you want to come, but you mustn't. Because I'm going to make you feel so fucking good if you hold out. Oh, fuck. You look so hot jerking it for me. And stop. You made it. And you didn't come. Good. You can get dressed again now. Well, I'm going to be stuck here at home all day. So anytime you want, you can call me and you can torture yourself again. Hit the button and I'll come back and we can do this again and again. It was fun. Remember, stay safe, but don't you come.